This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. A soybean disease that is new to farmers in the central Corn Belt has been causing issues in soybean fields this growing season. Up next, we will hear from AgriGold agronomist Brett Lear to hear more about red crown rot and how to identify this threat to soybeans in the Midwest.
Why are more people heating their homes with FS propane? Because it's better to work with a company that lives and works in the same community that you do. When it comes to the comfort of your family, trust FS. We have highly trained service professionals who monitor your system for proper operation, safety, and maximum efficiency, so you can be sure that FS propane will leave your family with a good, warm feeling all season long. Contact your local FS propane specialist today. FS propane feels like home. Visit fspropane.com for more information.
Red crown rot is a fungal disease in soybeans that has attacked southern soybean fields for decades. Unfortunately for Midwestern farmers, the disease has started to migrate farther north in recent years.
Red crown rot is actually kind of a new soybean disease to us in the central Corn Belt, but it's actually been a thing in the deep south for a few years now. And I think the biggest thing about red crown rot is its effect on our soybean crop. It can be very devastating very fast, so we have to kind of get a good understanding of what it is and what it's not.
Red crown rot has never been officially identified in Iowa, but red crown rot was first found in the Midwest in Illinois in 2018. Brett Lear says he has encountered the disease several times in Illinois this year.
So it originated in Pike County, and there's been speculations on how it kind of got here. And I've heard that it could come in on maybe plot seed for like deer food plots, and that's how it got established in our kind of local environment. Personally, I've seen it in four different counties this year. I've seen it in Adams County, which is just kind of northwest of Pike County. And I've also seen it just south of Springfield and south of Decatur. And that seems kind of where that rain has followed this year early. So I think it's kind of influenced by rainfall.
For those unfamiliar with red crown rot, Lear says that the symptoms of the disease can look very similar to sudden death syndrome.
When you're driving by on a soybean field and it just kind of looks off-colored out in the middle of the field, I would definitely go out there and look at that field because it will very mimic sudden death syndrome with its intervenal chlorosis. So the biggest thing difference between red crown rot and SDS is you'll see kind of a turquoise teal look on the root system of a plant that's affected with SDS. And on red crown rot, you'll see some red ball-like pustules on the root system. So that's a huge identifier.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.